Okay, today is Daf Mem Zayin. We're on Mem Zayin on the top line. And today's shiur is sponsored by the Shaman family, Lili Nishmas, Moshe Aaron Ben Yisrael, whose yahrzeit is today, the Neshama Shel Aaron Aliyah. So we said in the Mishnah, Hayachin Mehem Mesachik Bekuvya. If one of the litigants was a Mesachik Bekuvya, so he can't swear, so the shul will be switched to the other person. But we already said that. We already said that if someone's chashed on a shvua, the shul switches to the other person. So I just have to say it again by a Mesachik Bekuvya. So the Gemara says, Hasul Amali, we said that already. So the Gemara says, no, Tana Psul Daraisa, Tana Psul Darabanan. The first one was a Psul Daraisa. Maybe he's a relative. Or he's in a Nageh, but he's not a Mamash Psul Daraisa. Hard to find other Psul Daraisa besides a relative. Or Nageh Bedavar is not a... Everyone's a Nageh Bedavar. He's a relative, maybe he's a Pusul, a woman or something. That's Psul Daraisa. Now we're talking about Psul Darabanan. You're Mesachli Bekuvya, you're not Psul Daraisa. Why not? Because the Gzela that you did is not real Gzela. We had a game. Right? So the Torah views that as that's not really, you don't really play to lose on your own free will. So that's the Rabbanon, that issue. It's not a Gzela Daraisa. So you're not a Psul Daraisa. You're Psul Darabanan. So even Psul Darabanan, guys, Mesachli Bekuvya, even a Psul Darabanan, we devolved the Shu on the other party. Fine. Very good. Then we said, Hoyushneim Chashudim, if they're both suspicious of swearing falsely, we can't trust both of them. So the Mishnah had a machlokes. Rabbi Yossi said the shvur reverts to whoever is supposed to swear, and since that person can't swear, he has to pay. That's what Rabbi Yossi said. And Rabbi Meir said they split it. Yachloku split the issue, right? That's what the Mishnah said. Amale Rava Lerav Nachman. So Rava said to Rav Nachman, Hechi Tanan. How did you learn? Apparently there was an issue. Who said what? So he asked Rav Nachman, one was Rabbi Yossi, one was Rabbi Meir. How did you learn that Mishnah? He said, Lo Yadana, I don't know. I don't know if I'm right, I don't know. Hilchas Amai, how do we paskin in that issue? Thank you. How do we paskin? Amole Lo Yadana, I don't know. Right, he said, I don't know. I don't know how. Itmar Nam, Itmar, Amar Rav Yossi, Bar Ben Yune, Amar Rav Nachman, Rav Yossi, Amar Yachloku. Rav Yossi, Yachloku? V'chein Tanar Rav Zvid, Bar Oshia, Rav Yossi, Amar Yachloku. You split it. Very nice. Itmar Nami, Ikad Amri, Tanar Rav Zvid, Amar Rav Oshia, Rav Yossi, Amar Yachloku, Amar Rav Yossi, Bar Ben Yune, Avad Rav Nachman, Uvda, Yachloku. Everyone held, 10 people held, Yachloku. Why? Why Yachloku? Why doesn't say a word? The Gemara doesn't explain why. Why? Yeah, why? Yeah?
Because.
What?
Because.
Because is a good answer, because.
You got a better one?
What? Imagine if your kid would give you that answer, well, you'd be happy with that answer. Why did you do it? Because!
It's one of those cases that you can't prove one to another.
Correct. Exactly. You have to get some answer like that. You can't prove it, right?
Yeah.
Then we said,
it's two grammy towels.
Right, exactly. So Chazara Shvul Im Koma. Rabbi Yossi said, even though everyone just said Yachloku, but he said that the Shvul goes back to the original person. Whoever that was. One person's supposed to swear, he can. The Shvul goes to the other guy. He also can't swear. So then what happens? It goes back to the first guy. So now, Lechem Chazara, where does it go back? He said he can't swear. So where does it go back? So, Amar of Yami, Rabbi Sayyidina Shev Babel Amru, Chazra Shvua L'Sinai. It goes back to the Shvua of Har Sinai. What Shvua was that? The Shvua was not to swear falsely.
Right.
It says in the Torah, don't steal. Don't swear falsely. Don't steal. Right? Look at Rashi. L'Sinai. The third wide line, the end of the line. L'Shvua is Har Sinai. Shesh B'yash Kodesh Baruch Hu Es Yisrael Alo Sigzal. Hashem said, made everyone swear, don't steal. Vahu Yifara Menach Kofer, Vahu Yifara Menach Kofer, Momon Lechavero. He denied that he owes his money to his friend, right? Avol Bezdin ain't his cock in Lola Shul Lola Pron. Bezdin's not getting involved in this guy. Bezdin's not getting involved in this case. In other words, what the Gemara means to say is, the Shul goes back to its place, which is one of the parties. He can't swear. He can't pay. Why should he pay? Not 100% sure he has to pay. The mayor said, Yachloku. According to Rabbi Yossi, what Yachloku? We're not sure what to do. Says the Gemara, yeah, you shouldn't steal. But are we getting involved in this case? No. We're not getting involved. We're not tumbling in this case. Okay?
So what's the position?
What?
The position they take? Nothing,
What?
What position are they taking? So that
there's no position. Nothing we can do. We can't adjudicate this case. We can't adjudicate it. We know Adam. You say one thing. He says another thing. We can't make anyone swear. That's it. Nothing we can do. Go home. Nothing we can do.
So everything stays status quo.
What?
Why
don't you just say Yechaloku? Because he doesn't hold Yechaloku. Doesn't hold Yechaloku. Why doesn't he hold Yechaloku? I don't know. He doesn't hold Yechaloku. Rabbi Seinu Shev Eretz Yisrael Amru, Chazra Shvul L'mechuyivla. The Shvul goes back to the person who's supposed to make it. Right? And since he can't make a Shvul, he has to pay. That's a different vart. That's not what the Bavel said. That's a Chachmei Eretz Yisrael said that. Amru of Papa, Rabbi Seinu Shev Bavel, Rav Shmuel. Who are these Babylonian rabbis? It's Rav Shmuel. Rabbi Seinu Shev Eretz Yisrael, Rabbi Abba. The Rabbi Seinu Shev Eretz Yisrael is Rabbi Abba. Rabbi Seinu Shev Bavel, Rabbi Shmuel. The Rabbi Seinu of Bavel is Rabbi Shmuel. Ditnan. It says like this. We have a Mishnah that says, V'chet ha-yisomim, also yisomim, lo yifru'u ela b'shavua. If they want to collect money, there's yisomim, their father passed away. They heard once that someone owes the father money. So they come to the father and say, where's the money you owe my father? But they come to this guy, where's the money you owe my father? They cannot collect money without a shavua. Okay? There's a Mishnah. Where's this Mishnah?
Who swears?
What? The Yisum. This Mishnah was 2 days ago.
I said, but how do they swear?
Yeah. They swear that you owe our father money.
How do they swear?
One second. Vavinan ba miman. Who's, what's going on with the shavua?
Right.
What's going on here? Right? Miman. Who are these children coming to collect the chov from? Ilema milove. Ilema milove. If they're coming from a love, if they're coming to a love, say, you borrowed money from my father, please pay me. So I'm not paying you until you swear. Right? Avu on shakal below shavua. What do you mean? Their father could collect without a shavua. In who b'shavua? Why do they have to swear? They have a shtar that says, you owe my father $1 million. You didn't pay him. Please pay. What do they have to swear for? Why are they swearing? We have to swear that you owe my father money? What do they swear for? Why? That can't be right. El hachikamar. V'chein hayisomim min hayisomim. Both fathers died. The malve and the love died. So the yisomim of the malve come to the yisomim of the love and say, you owe my father money. And we have a rule. Your father owed my father money.
Right.
Now we have a rule. You can never collect from the yisomim without swearing. It doesn't matter if you're yosim yourself or you're the malve yourself. That makes no difference. You can never collect from yisomim without a shavua. Right? It's a protection for the why? Because everybody would walk over to the yisomim. Well, your father died. You left your nice Yerusha. Oh, he owed me money. Right? They never have any rest. So to prevent that from happening, you have to swear you want to take money from Yosef. Doesn't make a difference if you're a Malva or you're the son of a Malva. Makes no difference. Lo yifru ela b'shavua. You can only have to swear with a shavua. V'ravu shmul darmit havayhu. Lo shara, that's only true. Ela shemeth malve b'chaye love. If the Malva died during the lifetime of the love. Aval meis love b'chaye malve. But if the love died and the malve was still alive, so therefore what? Kfar nitzchayev malve livnei love shvua. The malve already owed the love a shvua. What does that mean? Avometh love b'chayev malve. If the love died first, kfar nitzchayev malve livnei love shvua. Anyway, that's what I just said before. If the love died first, so when the malve didn't die, the Malva comes to collect. Does he have to swear? Yes. Why does he have to swear? Because he can never collect from Yisomim without swearing. Doesn't make a difference if it's the Malva or the Malva also died. It's his kids. It makes no difference. You can never collect from a Lova from Yisomim without swearing. Never. Why not? Because you want to make sure that the claim is legitimate. Right? These Yisomim don't know anything.
How does that make it legitimate?
What?
How does that make legitimate?
Because the seriousness of a shvua will weed out all the corrupt people.
But the yarshim are not going to know.
I understand. That's why the malva is going to swear. The malva is going to. I swear, your father owed me the money, and I have a shtar right here.
That means he's got to be really positive.
Right.
Yeah.
No, you don't have to have a shtar, but you have to swear. Otherwise, anybody can just walk up to the yarshim. Your father owed me money.
Money, right?
So to prevent that, swear. I'm not going to swear. I'm not going to swear falsely. I'm not going to do. But if it's true, I'll do it. I'll swear. I'm not swearing falsely. I'm swearing truthfully. That I'll do. So,
you
We're going to get to that. So what's the story? But if the Malva died first, then the son of the Malva will go to the Lova. By the way, you owed my father money.
Right.
What have to swear? The Lova's alive.
Right.
So this whole issue, it depends who died first. Right? If the Lova died first, Taka, yes, you have to swear. Then even the Malva would have to swear. Forget the Malva's kids. They both would have to swear, right? Avo meis Lova b'chaye Malva. But if the Lova died first, which means when the Malva wants to collect the money, he also has to swear, right? Then kvarnes chayev Malva levnei Lova shvua. The Malva already had to swear to the Malva already had to swear to the Bnei Lova, because you can't collect from someone without swearing. Now what happened? He's on his way to the Bnei Lova's house to make that shvua, and he dropped dead. Right, so he died now. The Malva, right? Ein adam morish shvua levanov. You can't be morish or shvua to your children. You can't yarshin a shvua. Therefore, says Rashi, ein adam morish levanov mamon. Shumitzchayev alav shavua. I don't know why this is the case. Why can't you do that? So why can't the children of the Malva swear to the children of the Lova? The Lova died first. Our father was on the way to make that shavua, and he died. We'll make the shavua. No, you can't do that. Because we don't yarshin shavuas. Had the death happened the other way, then it would be a problem. They didn't yarshin anything. But, right, because when the Malva died, the Lova was still alive. Then the Lova died.
Because it's not an actual Shavua. They can only...
Making a Shavua...
If he was going to make a Shavua, that's the only thing. That's right. That's how the Shavuas, they have to work out.
1 second. Let's finish up. Let's finish Rashi. Alma, hovu mechuyev Shavua, yimachayev Shavua, shloh hiskabalti chovze, that you never paid me back. Your father never paid me back. That's a Shavua. Your father never paid me back. Right? The Lova died. And the Malva's going to the kids. I make a shvua. Your father never paid me back before he died. Never happened. He never paid me back. That's a shvua, right? Your father owed me money. They can't swear. They don't have no idea. Ella shalopagdanu abba. We just know. What does this mean exactly? Ella shalopagdanu abba. Then the shvua would tell us alaviem. The shvua that the son would swear is different than the shvua the father would swear. The father's swearing, he never paid me. The son's swearing, as far as we know,
that's exactly
we never paid. You never paid us. We don't know. Could be paid back my father.
Why is the order? Why is the order make a difference? Either way.
Because if the Lova died first, even the Malva would have to make that shvua, and that shvua is a different shvua. The Malva shvua is your father never paid me. The Malva's children's shvua is, as far as we know, your father never paid him. Your father never paid our father.
Right.
We don't know for sure. As far as we know, to the best of our knowledge, he has never paid us. We'll make that shvua. We're not making anything lie. We're not lying. As far as we know, he never got paid. He never told us. He never.
And then what happened? No,
Chayim
the Shvua.
Yeah.
Chayim pay.
The less degree of certainty.
If they don't know.
V'gam yisomei lova ein yichol lishava. They also can't swear. The children of love have no idea.
Right.
They don't. The assumption is you don't know your father's affairs. So they don't know what his father was busy with. They don't know if his father paid back or not. Rabbi Shmuel shlo yipru. Rabbi Shmuel say they don't have to pay. Alma, what do you see? Hamachoyev Shvua, Vein Yichol Lishava, Lola Zeva Lola Zeh, no one could pay. Sphira Leila Rav Shvul, Chazara Shvul is Sinai, Vein Khan Lo Shvav Lo Prone. Nothing to do, go home. That loan's never being paid back. No, that issue's never being paid back.
Exactly.
Why? Because no one can swear.
No one can swear.
You hear this? That's what Rav Shvul just said. When both parties can't swear, Bezin doesn't get involved. And you said to me, what happens to the loan? I said, nothing.
Nothing.
Same thing over here with the children. Nothing happens. Now, is it a windfall for either party? Is it a windfall for some? Maybe not. We have no idea, because maybe it was paid back. We don't know.
It was a windfall.
Not necessarily. It could be it's a windfall for the Bnei Lova.
Right.
My father owed $1 million, but I don't have to pay.
Right.
It could be he paid it. So nobody knows.
If it was such a good thing, it would be a shock.
Exactly. Exactly.
So
exactly.
What happens because of putting it away until LEO comes to resolve? You know, we have an unresolved...
Yeah, so that's... When do you say that, Din? And when do you... Right. So that's a rule. But you have to go figure all that out. Right? There's like 10 rules. There's a rule of Kol Gvar. How is it stronger? What kind of rule is that? How much is Mechirvel of Araya? All these rules. When do you say each one? Shavuos night. Nobody wants to say that on Shavuos night.
Night's not long enough.
I told you, next Thursday's daf, is one of the fundamental, we're going to learn one of the fundamental ideas of Judaism. Next Thursday, Avodah Zarah Daf Gimel. That I always wanted to give out on Shavuos night, and there's no makaris for it. There's no sources for it. I have one Rav Tzadok. I found a Rav Tzadok. If I remember, I'll bring it in Rav Tzadok. Can we do Rav Tzadok ourselves? Tell me if you think Rav Tzadok is right. People have criticized this Rav Tzadok very much. Very much criticized it. If you think about it deeply, he's probably right. We'll do it on Thursday. Problem is, it's a massive daf. I don't have 3 minutes to go off on a tangent like this, you know? But it's such a fundamental idea. Is that here? It's not going to be here. Such a fundamental idea. Such a fundamental idea of Judaism. We'll do it next Thursday. Okay, anyway. Rabbi Hussein Moshe Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Abba. Rabbi Hussein, you're not going to be here either? Okay. Rabbi Hussein on Eretz Yisrael is Rabbi Abba. What's that? The Dahu, Kavra. What did Rabbi Abba say? Rabbi said, the Shua reverts back to the original party, and since he can't swear, he has to pay. Which is very different than what we said before, yeah, than the other mandamar. What's that case? We had this case already 10 times. Tahu Gavra, there was a guy, the Chataf Nascha, Michavre, he grabbed an item from his friend, the Osla Kamedra of Ami. And they came to Rav Ami, he said, the guy stole something from me, walked up to me, went into my pocket, and pulled out my pen, took my thing. That's Rav Ava Kameh. I see Chad Sadi, the Mechatev Chatev Minei. They brought a witness who said, Taki stole it. Now one witness should make the guy swear. Make the snatcher have to swear. So the snatcher says, I'm like, yes, in Chatfi, I did snatch it. I'm not lying. But it was mine. I snatched my own item. He took, whatever it is, I snatched my item. So Amar Vami, Heichel Dina, the Haidina, how do we do, Dina, the Haidina, how do we do this? Name a Leitzel Shalim. If we say go pay, like a Tresadi, there's not two witnesses. You have two witnesses that say he stole it, and Rashi points out, Umigu, Diboy Lememer, Lo Chatfi. If he would have said, I didn't steal it, Mehemnen Na'ami Lememer, Didi Chatfi. He could have said, I didn't steal it. Because one witness won't beat me. So what did I, but I didn't lie. I said I did steal it, but it was mine. Niftere, to let him go free, Ega Chatzadi, there's one witness. So Ne'emele Zil Ishtaba, if we tell him, go swear. Right? What do we tell him? Go swear? So Rashi says, Ishtaba Ishvua Sha'ed Mechaivo Ein Yachal. He can't swear. Why? The Hamode the Chataf. He admits he took it. The Ha'ed Mechaivo Lishava Shal Chataf. The swearing is that I didn't take it. But he admits he took it. That's what he's swearing for. The Gavri Hach Shvua Hu Pasol Kigazlan. Eitel Kol Shavuos. He can't swear that it's mine because she'ain't this shvua with Elv. That's not the shvua that would make him swear take. That's not the shvua.
His argument is that was mine. I took back my thing. So it's mine to stop.
I know. So what do we do? We don't believe. Why should we believe him? The other guy says he took it from me. Right?
Because he's the one that's swearing. And once he starts to swear, you can make him swear for anything.
So Kivon, the Omar Michtav Chatvi, since he admits he stole it, he does say he took it, have like a gazlan, it could be he's a gazlan. So Omar Avaba Hamachayev Shvua, he has to swear really. Venyachol Yishav, but he can't swear. Right? V'chol Machayev Shvua, Venyachol Yishav, Mishalim. So what do you see? That Rav Abba held in a case where the person can't swear, he has to pay. So it's a bona fide machlokes. Omar Rava, Kavoset Rav Avra Mistabra. I think Rav Avra is right. Why? The Tani Rav Ava, Shavuot Hashem Tia Ben Shneim. It says the Shavuot is between two parties. V'lomena Yarshim, not from Yarshim. That's not the Shavuot, not Yarshim. No, they don't have to swear. Hechidami. Now, what's the case? Ilema da Amar Le Manalaba Biyadavicha. Your father owed my father money. V'amale Chamshin Isle. 50 we agree to. V'chamshin Lesle. The other 50 we have no clue. We have no clue. But 50 we moda. Moda half. Malihu Mali Avua. What's the difference if it's them or their father? Right? Look at the last Rashi on the page. Me'achashu Torin Tainas Bari. 50% they agree they owe. 100%. Lama Inyachal Isha. So why can't they swear on the other half? Why can't they swear? Why would that be different than you?
Because I know.
If you say 50%, $50 I owe you, 100%. The other 50 I just don't remember. I don't remember. That's Motiv Mixas. You have to swear for that. Right? 100%. So what's the difference with you or the kids? No difference. El av de amale, man ala ava biyadavicha. Amale, el av de amale, man ala ava biad avicha.
Your father had.
Your father
owes my father.
What?
Your father owes my father.
That's the first case.
What he said.
Manala abba biad avicha.
Manala, my father. Oh no, your father owes my father.
Right. Right. Amalei chamshin yadana the chamshin lo yadana. Half we know, half we don't know. How's that different? How's that different? 50, we know we have to pay the 50, and the other 50 we don't know if we have to pay. The first case, he said he already paid it. Now he says, we know we have to pay it. That 50 we know. The other 50 we have no idea. So what do you see from here? What? It's not Modiv Miksas. Even though it's Modiv Miksas, they don't have to swear. Why don't they have to swear? Because they don't have to know if their father owed the money or not.
Yeah, but it's much of Harry.
What's going on here? What's going on here?
They have to have some basis of taking the money from him. If they don't know, they have to have some kind of basis.
No, so what's the case? What's going on here? Damalei, mana la'aba biyad avicha. One of your... We owe your father money?
Yeah, your father owes...
No, how does it say in English? Money. We owe your father money?
Mana la'aba.
Yeah, biyad avicha.
Our father's money is in your father's hands.
So you owe us money.
You owe us money.
V'amalei, chamishin yadana, chamishin lo yadana. Half we know about, half we don't know about.
Right.
They don't have to swear. Why not?
I don't know.
Why not? So the Masifta says, they don't have... What? Okay. Iyar bishloma aviv ki agav nemechayev. If, in such a case, if the father himself would say that, I walk over to you and I say to you, you owe me $100. You say, 50 I know about, 50 I don't know about. Is that a shavua mode of mixas? And if that would be a mode of mixas for a father, then I need you to tell me that's not for Yorish. For Yorish doesn't have to pay that, doesn't have to swear in such a case. Right? Right? Look what Rashi said on top. And you don't know, because you have no idea what your father's story was, then you have to swear. I need a pasuk to tell me that you don't have to swear in such a case. What pasuk was that? We said, Shavuos Hashem, Tia Ben Shnehem, not Ben Yarshim. What's the case of Yarshim? Well, if the father would have to swear in such a case, then the Yarish doesn't have to swear in such a case. The father says, I just don't remember. I don't know. I don't know. Is that Modiv Mitzas? $50, I know I owe you. The other 50, I just don't know. I don't know. If that is Modiv Mitzas,
that's a question.
If it is, then the pasuk would tell, not, but children, if a child would say that, he doesn't have to swear. However, if the father would not have to swear in such a case, why not? Because it's not Modiv Mitzas. What is that? It's some vague thing. I don't know. I just don't know. That's not Modiv Miksas.
If that's not
Modiv Miksas, but if the pasuk said that there's a tiyah, the Shavuos Hashem tiyah ben shneim, v'lo ben yarshim. Now, what's the case of yarshim not having to swear? If the father has to swear, then I understand the yarshim doesn't have to swear in such a case. What case could it be where the father has to swear and the son doesn't have to swear? So you want to tell me the father says, I don't know. Is that Modiv Miksas? It could be. So if the father has to swear in such a case, the son doesn't have to swear. But if the father doesn't have to swear, then of course the son doesn't have to swear. So then what's the son not swearing to? What's the biyut?
What would the father swear? I know. How can he
what? He could swear that 50 I know.
He doesn't know.
The other I don't know.
There's one where he swears. There's a bar of Hashem. He swears only if he denies. If he says, no, I only owe you 50. And
so,
I say you owe me
100. El-i amrit aviv ki hagavna nami pater. If the father doesn't have to swear, then what is the son not swearing to? No one has to swear. Rav Shmuel, Hai Shavuos Hashem, my Kadar Shibe. Then what do Rav and Shmuel use with this pasuk? Miboyle, look at the Tanya. Shimon Tafin Omar, Shavuos Hashem, Tia Ben Shneim, Olamech HaShavua Chala Al Shneim. The Shavua applies to both parties, which means that the klalas of the Shavua apply to both parties. I am innocent. Don't hang out with bad people. Don't lend money to bad people, and then you brought it to, and the Shavua, it's a lie. Don't stay away from all that. You know why? Because all that stuff applies to you also, even though you think you're innocent. Okay, that's a mussar word. Shimon Tafin Omar, Azhar La'okev Achar Noef Minayin. How do you know that you're not just a Noef, You're not just someone who goes around with other people's wives, but you facilitate that for other people. I think that's what that means. Ha'olama lo tinaf, lo tiniaf. Don't be involved in this kind of thing. Right? It has nothing to do with it. It's the same person. The next one. It's just another member of the same person. Vataragnu ba'ohalehem, right? Vataragnu ba'ohalehem. It's a pasuk in Dvarim by the Meraglim. By the Meraglim. Shurman Tarfon Omer, Tartem v'ginitem ba'olo shel makom. They belittled Hashem's place. One more memra, ad nahar agadol nahar pras, that Eretz Yisrael, that the nahar gadol is called nahar gadol because it's near Eretz Yisrael. Shurman Tarfon Omer, Karv Ludina Lagabe Dehina Va'adahein. When the chash of a person is getting anointed with oil, you're next to him, the oil gets spilled on you, that's because you're next to the great person. So too, it's next to this river, it's next to Eretz Yisrael, it's called the Great River. Right?
How do you morph into this oil?
Because it's the same member, same person. Just the same person. Shimon Tarfon saying the same thing. Divir Bishmal. Tana Eved Melech Kimelech. The Eved Melech is also like a Melech. Fine. Then we said, next part of the Mishnah. Then we said, this is very hard. Then we said, V'achen v'ni al pinkaso, right? I walk into a store and I say to the storekeeper, listen, when my workers come in, pay them. Give them whatever they want. Send the bill to me. Put it on my page, on my name, that they're taking the stuff. Okay? Put it on my page. Let my workers, my wife, let them come and take it. Alright? Then, what happens? The grocery store owner calls me up and says, you know, you owe me money. The workers say, well, we never took the things. So somebody's lying, right? Somebody's lying.
Obviously.
So, what does the Mishnah say? They swear... And this guy, and the grocer swears, and I have to pay twice.
Why do you have to pay twice?
Because I have to pay them, and he says, I already gave them the goods, I have to pay them again.
Oh, they pay, they're laying.
They said they never got the goods. So after they have to swear they never got the goods, they take the goods. Then the owner of the store says they already gave them the goods. I have to pay them then, and then I have to pay them a second time. So I'm paying twice. Right? They both have to swear. So what kind of crazy thing is that?
Yeah.
Kind of crazy thing is that. So, right. So Tanya, Amar Rav, Tarach Shavu Azu Lama. What are we doing? We're making a guy swear falsely? Look at Rashi. So she says, Shishneim boy lebezdin. Both walk into bezdin. Shetetzi Shavu Ashav b'neim. One of them's going to lie. One of them's lying. How do we invite people? Come lie. How do we do that? Right? Lo Pirish, Rav, Rebbe, my svirle. What kind of svar is this? E notlin below shvua kibananas o yasid chenvini b'shvuas polim. What's going on here? We just let people lie? No. Amar v'chia tanina shnehem nishboin v'notlin mi balabayas. That both have to swear to the balabayas. What does that mean? Right? That they both have to swear to the Baal HaBayis. The workers have to swear to the Baal HaBayis, we never got paid. The owner swears, and I gave them the goods. Right? It does answer the question. Right?
Because it still means one of them's lying.
Yes, so what's going on here?
Sounds like the same thing again, that the Baal HaBayis has to pay double.
What?
Again, it sounds like...
No, so what's going on here? What's going on here?
Unless it's supporting the question.
So we'll explain it in a minute. Kiblu minei lo kiblu minei. Did they accept this answer? Did they accept this pshat? Toshma, the Tanya, Rebbe Omer, Paul and Ishbal lechenveni. The Paul and swear to the chenveni. V'im isha, the Baal HaBayis v'boilei. Then the children said swear to the Baal HaBayis. Why are they swearing to the chenveni? They should swear to the Baal HaBayis.
Okay.
What are they swearing to the Baal HaBayis? We never took the goods.
Right.
So, Amar Rav, Baal and Ishbal and Baal HaBayis. The Mayim of Chenveni. You bring everybody into a room. Now you make the worker swear in front of the Chenveni. We never got the goods. The Chenveni says they gave you the goods. they're going to swear in front of this guy, to embarrass them into not swearing falsely. Somebody's lying. Somebody's lying. They both can't be telling the truth. Put everybody in the same room. One of them is probably going to buckle. What if it doesn't happen? Then yeah, what can I tell you? Then the owner, then one of them swore falsely, and the owner has to pay twice. Then don't make a deal like this with people you don't trust. Right? Don't go to the groceries that you don't trust and make a deal like this. Right? The workers can come and get what they want. Okay? Got that? One of them is lying. That's the key. One of them is lying. We don't know which one. You bring him into a room, hopefully somebody will buckle. Now, based on that, the Gemara now goes off on a fascinating tangent. Itmar. Shtei kitei edim hamachishin zezeh. Two witnesses walk in and say, Reuven killed Shimon. Another two witnesses come and say, no, Levi killed Shimon. What do we do with this edus? We tell all four edim to go home? Shimon's dead. Shimon's dead. We don't know if Reuven did it. We don't know if Levi did it. Two edim say Reuven did it. Two edim say Levi did it. What do? We don't do anything to Reuven. We don't do anything to Levi. What do we do to these four witnesses?
Don't you question them?
They can't. It's mamash, but yeah. We can't figure it out. The four witnesses go home. Are these four witnesses pasul edus? Somebody here lied.
Somebody lied. Yeah.
Amar Rav Huna, Zuba b'fnei atzmo memida, v'zuba b'fnei atzmo memida. They can each go testify in a different case.
So they're still kosher edim.
They're still kosher edim. Why?
Because you can't.
Because we have no idea who's that.
You can't
right?
Figure it out, right?
Rashi says, the third middle level line, be'edus acheres. In another edus, they can testify. V'chein zu, afal pi sha'achas psula. Even though one of them lied. Ein lucha pasul lo zu v'lo zu. We never pasuled anybody. Hoil vein chayadeh ezim hem pasula. We don't know which one. Aval, how about this? Echad mikadzeh v'echad mikadzeh. One from the first set and one from the second set are now going to hook up and make another edus and go testify about Reuven owing Shimon $1,000. Ain them one of the edus achas. For sure not.
Because one of them is lying.
Dema, not deman of shach, echad ham basel.
Right.
One of these people is lying. V'hainu nakat bei ha'lishna bof ne'atzma me'ida. That's how we're machbit to say, no, they each came as the original pair. Right? We can't condemn either one unless they break up and form another set. That sure one's a liar. Someone in there is a liar.
Right.
But each set could be telling the truth.
Right.
Now, didn't our Mishnah say that? Our Mishnah said, the Baal Abai says to the Chenveni, give them whatever they want.
Right.
The workers come and say, we didn't take. The Chenveni says, what do you mean I gave you?
Right.
They both have to swear. Someone's lying.
Right.
Right? But we'll believe both of them, if they both stick to their guns, and they put them in the same room and nobody buckles, we'll believe both of them. Why will we believe both of them? We don't know what to do.
Yeah.
Same thing over here. Now, Rav Chisda Amar, no. Rav Chisda says, no, Bahadi Sadi Shakri Lamali. What are we involving ourselves in false edom for? So if two edom come to say Reuven killed Shimon, and two edom come to say Levi killed Shimon, these four edom are never going to be allowed to testify again. Not any of the four. So it's a machlokes between Rav Huna and Rav Chisda. Right? Rav Chisda said never. Rav Huna said always. Now the Gemara is not so fast. Shnei Malvin v'shnei Lovin. There's two Malvas and two Loves, v'shtei Shtaros, and two Shtars, Hainu Plugtayu. That's the Machlokas between Rav Chisda and Rav Huna, when we'll allow another set of Edom to testify. In other words, we have to read this Rashi. But Rashi says, the Rashi of Beis Malvin, Beis Lovin, or Beis Shtaros. Two Malvas, two Lovas, two different Shtars. The Echad mi Beis Kitos Halalu, and one of these two stars, Edim, Chasuma Alzeh, signed on one star, Vabeis Chasuma Alzeh, and another two signed on the other star. L'Rav Huna Shteim Hashtaros Ksherin, or Rav Chisda Shteim Psulim. According to Rav Huna, they're both good. According to Rav Chisda, they're both not good. Right?
Absolutely.
However, Malve Velove, but if it's a Malva and a Lova, the same two people, Vishtei Shtaros, same two, I lent you $1,000, now that one is Kat signed. Then I lent you another $1,000 and the other Kat signed. Right? Yad balashtar al tachtona. The Malva is going to lose one of those loans. Why? Everybody will agree to that. One of them is a liar. Right. So how can we let two, if it's two different people, two different Malves, and one set signed on one, one set signed on the other, that's a machlokas. Rav Huna said they're both kosher. Not if it's the same Malva. If it's the same Malva, you have two stars. One of them is for sure lying here. How can we allow that? It's the same Malva. You hear this? Same Malva. So, but Yad Balashtar al Tachtona. The Balashtar is going to lose. Malva is going to lose. What's he going to lose? Rashi says, Malva Velova Veshte Shtaros. Sheesh Ola Adam Echad Shne Shtaros al Shte Halvoz al Chavero. Vechad Mehem Chasum al Zeh Vechla Zeh. Yad Balashtar al Tachtona. Meaning, Bein Lur of Huna. Bein Lur of Chista. Ein Chalokin Bezu. Sherezeh Bala Vikach Shte Kitos. Echas Ksheh Echas Psula. Ein Ata Yechol Lifsol Shneem. We can't allow both of them to be puzzle. One's kosher. The ain lahachshir eshtein. We can't allow both of them to be good. One's a liar. Hiltoch star cotton shebehem goveved. You can only collect the smaller one to cover all our bases. Only the smaller one can be collected because that's fair. If you think about it, that makes a lot of sense, right? The bigger star we're going to say is the puzzle one, so you can collect the bare minimum. No, because before we said if they testify for two different people, we would allow it, right? Because it's the same person. Does that logic make any sense? On the same person, he's got all four edim. We're not going to allow it, but if it's two different people, we are going to allow it. Does that logic make any sense?
No.
You don't think
really.
So?
No.
It doesn't make any sense. Total logic
it does make sense. In Torah logic, it makes sense. Each one's got a cheskes kashrut. Okay, we know one of them lied. We don't know which one. So Rav Huna says, why should we passel them? Rav Chisda says, of course we're passeling them.
Yeah.
So it's a machlokas. But if it's the same person, same guy, same Malva, brought the same four crooks, two of them are crooks, we're not going to allow both stars. So the bigger star, we're not going to allow to collect. Makes sense. Makes sense. Now, Shte Malvin, the Lova Echad, two Malves, and one Lova, right? Shnei Malvin Velova Echad Ushnei Shtaros and two stars. Well, Hayinu Masnisin, that's our Mishnah. That's the same thing as our Mishnah. One guy told them take the money, told the Kenvin he send me the bill. They both lie to him, right? And what's the story? He'll have to pay twice. Because each one swore. One of them's lying. We don't know which one. So same over here. If you get these two, if you have two Loves, that's what it is? What? I'm sorry.
Two people are lending money in the
Hedge. Right, one Lova. Well, I borrowed from you, and I borrowed from you.
Right.
And I get two of those two liars and those two liars. I'll have to pay twice. Right?
Yeah,
it'll pay twice. Now, what about the other way around? Bez Lovin, two Loves, Umalva Echad, one lender, Ushtei Shtaros, and each star is signed by one of those two Edim. You hear that?
Yeah.
So 1 8
for
no, two. It's one set. It's one set. One set said Reuven killed Shimon. One set said Levi killed Shimon. You get those two four people. One signs for it's one Lova. It's one Lova. Lova barred from him. Lova barred from you, and they barred from him. And each star, what's the halacha? And it's two staros. That's a tegu. That's a tegu.
Why is that different than two malvas?
What? Why is two Lovas different than two Malvas? So look at the last Rashi on the page. Mai. Amarav Huna Bazeh. What does Rav Huna say? Mi Amrinan. Only the Kashal and Rav Huna. Mi Amrinan. Kiva Dechad Gavruhu. It's one Lova. Demaisi Lahu Lekamon. Lomasar Kirinle. Three manashach, b'shtar pasul balafenenu. One star here is pasul. Zeh docha etel zeh v'zeh etel zeh v'yasid. O dilma kivon dal shnei lovin hu motzi zeh bo meida v'zeh bo meida. Maybe it's a kasim. One of them's good. Lur of chista lo biboy. That's not shaila. That is pasul. We're not going to allow any of these stars. Right. The question was according to Rav Huna. What story? If it's one loveh and two malvah, so it's a teiku. Interesting. All right. So we'll stop here. And we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.
Something tomorrow.